I came back about 11 o'clock, and a lovely lady was standing there with her little forms, about 20-page forms all filled out, sitting there in the middle of the night. I'm leaving the next morning, and...
What are these standard abductee forms?
They're abduction forms that we put together, Dale Musser and myself, in 1992. We had them finalized, and they are have become a standard in some circles. Quite effective for eliciting information. So we went to my room, and we sat down and talked. She says, I am a retired surgical nurse. And she says, I know a lot about what I'm going to be telling you about. And I said, very good. I said, I prefer professional if I can get that.
Of course.
And so what's your story? And she said, well, she said, I've been to a hypnotist, and we get all the way up to an event where everything gets real foggy, and I see there are two entities. So I can remember this even consciously. So there's someone in the room, two people in the room, and I can't figure out what they're doing there, and then I'm just completely blocked. I can't figure anything out. She said, can you help me? And I said, yes, I can. And she says, why couldn't the hypnotist get this information? I said, because if your story is real, I said, and I'm going to find that out real quick here, you're going to find out that the entity has placed a block inside your memory. And she said, why would they do that? And I said, well, I really don't want to discuss all that with you. Let's find out, first of all, if you even have a real event or not. I said, you know, we don't know that yet. And she said, well, the event is so severe that I divorced my husband over it. So she said, this is not something I took lightly. And I said, why would you divorce your husband over this event? She said, we had decided not to have sex during this time. It was years ago in the time of Betty and Barney Hill.
Yes.
And she describes almost the exact same procedure. Up to the point where she goes, everything gets real dark and she can't figure anything out.
No, wait a minute. They didn't have sex, so there was no chance that they were going to have a pregnancy, right?
She was not going to have a pregnancy. She wanted to finish up the end of her work, and then she would become the housewife, so to speak, and stay at home, and they would have their children. They were going to really plan this thing out very well.
But unexpectedly, obviously,
she wakes up in the middle of the night here, and there's semen all over her stomach, and her husband's sound asleep, and she wakes up and just slaps him silly, and he thinks she's completely insane, and she says, you know, she says all kinds of expletives about what happened to her, and there's no other explanation, of course, than him, and he doesn't have a clue what in the world's going on. Well, he denied it, and she accused him of it, and basically they're both telling the truth. Neither one of them know the whole story, and they divorced over it. And so I kind of butted in, and I said, now, wait a minute. What happened next? She said, well, I became pregnant. And I said, wait. You're saying that you woke up with semen all over your stomach, two people are in the room you don't know, short people, and you can't describe them, and your husband's sound asleep, you divorced him over this matter. She says, yes.
So that's the part I don't get. She divorced him or he divorced her?
She divorced him.
She divorced him. She's aware that she has to be aware, if there's two other people in the room, that it just wasn't hubby in a bad dream.
Well, she couldn't put together the idea, first of all, these are normal people. There aren't any aliens. I mean, normal people don't have these type things, and this can't happen.
True enough.
This can't happen. So it was him. It had to be. So she said, well, I became pregnant. What do you think? And I said,
I think we guys always get the raw deals.
I said, the fetus disappeared in the first trimester.
Disappeared.
And she looked at me puzzled and said, why are you saying that? I said, why don't
You made the guess that it disappeared?
I just made the guess because you hear these stories
over and over again. It's true.
And she says she's puzzled because she doesn't know. She is not in the UFO anything, and she doesn't understand what I'm even talking about.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm just going to shut up and let you tell your story.
Okay.
And she said, okay. She said, no. Then the fetus disappeared in the second trimester, which is real unusual. She said, why are you saying these things? She said, no, I had a full-term pregnancy.
Oh,
I said, whoa, stop the bus.
Right.
Are you telling me, claiming that you have a full-term pregnancy due to what may have been some type of artificial insemination? She said,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she said, now, Mr. Sims, I told you I was a surgical nurse, and I'm not somebody who just walks in here with some wild story. I've been a surgical nurse for 35 years, and I've seen about everything.
Well, Daryl, it is a pretty wild story. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
This baby was born normally, is you were telling me?
My first question to her, was there anything unusual about the birth of your child? She
yes.
said, yes.
Uh-huh.
She said, I don't know how to describe this any other way. I said, just tell me in your own words. She said, my son looked like a human grasshopper when he was born.
Huh. Sorry.
She said,
a human grasshopper?
She said, he was the strangest looking child. She said, he's normal now. She said, but he was not normal when he was born. He was so odd looking.
Did she get photographs?
She did have some photographs. They were not really clear enough that I got any impression. This is quite a while ago when these were taken. I mean, old box cameras and the whole nine yards. So I said, okay, let's. Now you've interested me enough to find out if your story is verifiable.
And where now was little grasshopper?
Well, I asked her, I said, is he okay? And she said, yeah, he's perfectly normal now. And I said, has he had a troubled childhood? And she said, you have no idea. And I said, well, would your son be available for some type of DNA test?
Indeed.
And she said, I don't think there would be a problem. Well, I already have hair samples currently, and the next thing we'll do is get a swab inside the mouth and send it off. And
oh, so you haven't done that yet?
Because we're fixing to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
So she says, well, now, wait a minute. She said, what do you think we'll find? And I said, well, let me work with you a bit. Let me, first of all, see if there's anything to your story.
Retro question.
Beyond that.
Retro question, Daryl.
Yes.
Why had there not been a test with regard to paternity for support of little grasshopper?
First of all, she's divorced from her husband, and it's the strangest thing with many abductees. They never, ever... It's almost as if these people are told not to look or not to look for evidence. It's one of the reasons it's difficult to get abductees to even come forward with evidence. And I've done this in support groups and asked people, how many of you people ever feel like you've had a medical procedure of some kind by these entities? And
mm-hmm.
almost every hand will go up.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you people will go down and get an X-ray for me tomorrow or this week or this month, and all hands will go down?